just home improvement. It's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Chicago and all you folks listening all over the world via the internet. Good to be back. Back in the saddle again, as they say, Mr. Ross Cochran. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I thought about playing Guess Who's Back, Back, Back.
You should. It's been quite a while.
It has.
And it's not all by our fault, let's just say that.
No.
Lots of sports going on.
Blackhawks keep heading into the playoffs.
Yeah.
They have had some matinee games.
Eating up the Sunday time, where I usually be here every Sunday from 1 to 3. But I tell you, it's good to be back. Let's not look in the past.
Is.
Let's look forward.
Yes.
To lots of exciting stuff. Ross, you got a little daddy update?
I do.
What's going on?
I should clarify being that I became a father. I don't have an update about a small father.
No, or another child.
Or another child. No. Yeah. My daughter Abigail was born in December. Everyone here at the show and over on the morning show with my father has all been great.
Steve Cochran.
Yes. So she is basically, we started sleep training.
You're transitioning.
Yes.
Which is really early on, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the parents out there can, either some will be in envy of you or will relate.
Yeah, so some, apparently, as it's been explained to me by my lovely wife, is that all everything say like 4 to 6 months. Like that's the early phase to try it.
You're on the 4 month or 6 month?
Yeah, we're on four.
Boy, that's an early track, boy.
So we gave that a shot, and it went. It's 3 days, but 3 days I'm still here talking, which means it's gone pretty well.
Which means you slept a little bit.
Yes. Well, I mean, I do have to say, my wife has done so much work, and I was working the morning show schedule, so I was always so tired.
Can I share the breastfeeding story? Is that too much information?
I'll mention that my wife was able to breastfeed my child while we were driving.
In route,
while my daughter was still in the car.
Like MacGyver style.
It was very impressive.
And I know this because I wasn't there, but my wife also nursed both of our children. And the amazing angles that a female
body can
do is amazing.
Yes, it is. It is. It was a expert level mom move.
Completely.
Like, I'm a little disappointed because expert level dad moves like are basically just like picking up your kid with one hand,
not dropping him,
not dropping
her
child.
Right. Yeah.
And for moms, it's all these crazy things. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, mom's got it tough these days.
Yeah, but the baby's doing great. Thank
Good. You. Do you as you get deeper into fatherhood, do you ever get concerned about everything outside of your control?
Oh, all the time.
That can potentially negatively affect your child.
All the time. It was one of the first, like, sort of weird dad moments I had where someone got a little too close to Abigail, and I felt like they had gotten a little too close to me.
Ooh,
you know, that physical reaction.
Papa bear.
Yeah, the physical reaction you have, you're like, wow, you're in my space. But they were
and my
15
child's
feet
space.
Away.
Right.
So that was interesting. But yeah, absolutely, because now she's old enough now to where people who were afraid to hold her as a newborn aren't afraid to hold her anymore.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about people. I'm talking about the environment and the things in the world that potentially can harm the child.
Yeah, well, my home's very dirty, so I'm always concerned about
that. Did you move yet?
No, we moved this summer.
Oh, cool. Well, when you move into your new place, you're going to start to worry, and you may even want to worry about it now. I don't want to make you worry, but to think about.
Yes.
Is a better way to put it. Mm. The air quality in your home.
Yes, very important.
Such a huge thing that as a new parent, you really don't think about this because you don't see it, you don't touch it, and you can only smell it when there's something in the air that makes it smell.
Right.
I'm not talking about that.
No.
But I started to learn about this, you know, when we moved into our new / old house.
Yes.
New meaning it's new for us a couple years, but old meaning it's over 100 years old.
Yes.
We've been renovating, you know, when we first moved in, any fan of the show knows has the Frank Fontana Project home, never ending. 100-year-old Victorian farmhouse home in downtown LaGrange, the beautiful little home, but is constant need of repair and constant need of updating, at least to my standards. Most people would say, wow, this is fabulous, but there's always something little I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I focus so much on that and the build-out and the home improvement of it that, you know, you tend to not think about the air quality. And one of the most important things with a new child or young children, and even for you as an adult, is to think about what you're breathing in. And
right.
Being in an old home, that really concerned me. So, you know, we got a brand new HVAC unit. I put in, I constantly change the filters, which is super important. You should do that at least every 3 months.
Right.
And then, you know, we try to keep it as dust-free as possible, but the reality is airborne allergies, airborne pollutants, things you can't see always exist, especially in a basement. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a ton of research on this product, Easy Breeze, and you've heard us talk about it before. I was on WGN TV a few weeks ago, and I'm passionate about this now because my son has eczema and he has breathing issues. Not terrible, but like as a parent, any little thing wrong with your child,
deal.
I'm going to go to the end of the world to fix it.
Absolutely.
So this is my new thing, is I'm focusing on the air quality in our home. And so we have a beautiful brand new Dyson air purifier on the main level. And in the basement, we're installing this Easy Breathe system.
Yes.
Which I'm not going to get too much into because we actually have the owners of Easy Breathe, Eric and Andre LaCroix, joining us in studio in just a little bit. And they are going to tell us all about Easy Breathe and how it can really change your life in your home, at least the air quality.
It's a really, really cool product.
Yeah, for sure. So that's happening around 1:15-ish there. And then 1:47, we're talking to, now you're going to love this. You design freaks out there. Anybody can appreciate great design and who loves tile and likes the idea of something different in their home like I do. It doesn't have to be over the top different where you walk in, you're like, what did you do?
Yes.
More like, wow, that's different, unique, and I like it. There's a company called Benetti Stone, and they have a new product out called Benetti Moss. Think about it, folks. Where does typically tile go? If not on the floor, on the wall. You take the Benetti tile and stone part, mix that with the moss part. Do you see where I'm going with this? You following me?
Oh, yeah.
A moss tile?
It's really,
really
cool. Could
it be? How crazy.
Yeah.
But no, I'm serious. There's a new tile out there that is made with moss.
It's really cool looking.
And there's design and there's style to it. And it's fantastic. You think I'm nuts? It's fantastic. When you see it, I'm going to say, you know, we're going to talk to the folks from Benetti Moss in just a little while, and they have this new product that is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
I think, to me, if you like greenery and you like the idea of bringing nature and something vibrant into your home, do it with moss. That's my new favorite thing.
Do it with moss is a very limited catchphrase.
And you can hashtag that now. Do it with moss. At 2:05, we're talking to Larry Marcus, who's an audio AV expert. If you have questions about what the latest gadgets and gear coming out in 2016, maybe even 2017, Larry's going to answer those questions, as well as talk about this big event that we think is pronounced Axpona.
Yeah, that's what happens when you only are able to book guests over email.
Sure.
Is you go Axpona.
Or AXPona.
Or AXPONA.
Could be any of the above.
It's a big audio conference coming to Rosemont within the next couple of weeks.
Huge. So if you are an audiophile, if you're a music lover, if you like new tech gadgets as it relates to sound and music and the home and audio video, you probably want to check out this Axpona event. If you know about it, text us. We want to hear more about it. That's if you can get it in before Larry Marcus calls and comes in and talks about it. And then we're going to be doing some giveaways. We have some great prizes from our sponsors, as usual. We have our Lou Malinati's gift certificate. That's, 40-plus Chicagoland locations. You probably eat no matter once or twice a week. We have some gift certificates available for that. You can go to loumalinati.com. We also have a pair of tickets for the Sensory Overload at Montgomery Club. That's Montgomery Club. On April 14th, a unique three-hour foodie adventure that indulges the five senses and explores Chicago's culinary scene.
Sounds a professional radio tease right there.
Thank you. Sounds both sexy and intriguing
and delicious
at the same time. So we have tickets for that. We're giving away one pair. It's a great value at $170 for the pair. I mean, that's a good deal. And that's for the Sensory Overload at Montgomery Club. And Ross will have a special way you guys can win those.
Yes, just be listening later in the show.
Yeah. And speaking of food, our final guest is one of our fan favorites here on the Frank Fontana Show. Karen Calabrese is joining us for the Healthy Homeowner segment. And as we transition from pizza and food, what about the meat industry? You've been hearing a lot of negative stuff about the meat industry, right? Karen is a raw vegan expert. She's owns Karen Calabrese's Raw. Karen's over on the north side. She's been in this town and servicing celebrities across the world who come in to see her to want to detox and get rid of all of them. I guess, apparently, according to this article, the 10 negative effects of the meat industry, the meat that we eat isn't that great. And Karen is going to tell us all about it. So we'll wind up the show with Karen so you guys can all feel awesome as you go eat your big Sunday dinners full of meat.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's the plan. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll get the show started. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show, folks. We're here for a little story time reading called What's in the Air You're Breathing? You feeling sick? Yes, feeling a little off? Tell him, Pearl Jam. No, all kidding aside, breathing issues have become, you know, part of the forefront in media. You're seeing a lot of articles pop up about airborne pollutants we can't see. The number one on that list, or we'll call it the blacklist, is black mold. The minute people hear that word in the real estate industry, they shudder. Right? But is there a way to prevent this? We don't know. But I know two people who may have invented a solution to potentially preventing this or at least alleviating some of the toxins that you may have in your air and don't see. It's one of the scariest things. It's like having the invisible man there who could hurt you, but you never know he's there. Right? Joining me in studio is Erica and Andre LaCroix. Folks, good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
And you are the owners of Easy Breathe and creators of Easy Breathe.
Correct.
Thank you, first of all, for creating such a great product that is simple in concept, but huge in its results. Why don't you tell the folks exactly what Easy Breathe is?
Well, thank you for having us, Frank.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, Easy Breathe kind of came to us by accident, quite frankly. We've been in basements and crawl spaces helping to eradicate moisture now for almost 40 years. So
now that's with your core company.
Correct.
Why don't you quickly give a background on that? Because you've been doing this your whole life, right?
Yeah, I was kind of born into it, absolutely. We would go in and help redirect moisture, solve moisture problems, reinforce foundation walls, basements and crawl spaces, create a more livable environment.
This is on new construction or existing construction?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Both. Most existing. Most of the jobs that we're in there because the homeowner wants us to.
Got it.
And after about 20 years or so of doing this, we started to recognize that people, they wanted a better solution for the air quality. We would get rid of the water. We'd get rid of the moisture. No more puddles. No more dripping. The basement was dry, but it still felt like a basement. And we were recommending the standard dehumidifier, which was kind of the technology of the day.
Sure.
But people weren't satisfied. It still smelled like a basement. It still felt like a basement.
Let's talk about that. And I'm hoping you guys got the answer to this. I get it. So concrete is like the base material used in foundations, and it's inevitable. That's what it's code. It's everything that we know about a basement. But yet, we know at the same time it holds moisture.
Correct.
So are we just on a hamster wheel here? I mean, it seems like you're constantly fighting the fight.
No, you're right. Even in houses, Erica alluded to the fact that we do waterproof basements. And even in the quote-unquote driest of houses, as you know, concrete is kind of like a sponge, you know,
yeah.
And that water wicks into the concrete. So even in a normal basement where people think they have a dry basement, there's sometimes the studies have shown that over 20 gallons of water wicks in through the concrete daily.
Wow.
And then it evaporates. It's not the bulk water that we see on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that water vapor, which leads to that basement smell that everybody talks about.
So the only way to really avoid basement smell is to really keep the air as clean as possible.
Keep it moving.
This is what your whole notion of your company is based on, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So how does Easy Breathe work?
So what we do is we basically take the air, in the most simplest of form, we take the air in your basement and we exhaust it to the outside. So if you take the concept of your kitchen or your bathroom where you have these fans, and you run them to exhaust the pollutants, right? The pollutants are the smells of cooking or even the moisture in a bathroom. That's by definition a pollutant. we're taking that concept and applying it in a whole house form, but capturing that bad air at the lowest level of the home, where it is, and instead of bringing it up into the house and evacuating it somehow that way, we're evacuating at its source, which is the basement. We're throwing
it
out
there.
So
for people who think, all right, the couple of the most common methods of trying to keep your air clean. So if you, like I did, I had a new HVAC put in, mostly because mine broke down. Let me be honest. But I knew that would better my air quality because I have a better, stronger new unit. I have a new filtration system. Then I hear people putting blue, like my dad installed a blue light.
Sure.
To inside his system that supposedly kills airborne allergies before it goes through the HVAC system. So if you don't have something like that, you're thinking that your mere filter alone is doing enough of a job. Is that correct?
Correct. That's what a lot of people think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and on that very first day that the filter is installed, it's probably doing a great job. You know, it obviously, as you know, that you're laughing because you know that it diminishes on a daily basis,
right?
So whether you change it every 30 days or 6 months or whatever it is, that day you change it, it's certainly not as effective as the first day.
Yeah. So then the blue light, what's your thoughts on the blue light?
I like them.
Ultraviolet.
I like them. I think, just like your HVAC system, there's really some intensive maintenance that has to be maintained on those things in order for them to do exactly what they say they do. And in the cases where people really have extreme situations of breathing problems, those would be good in certain environments, though.
Yeah. Do you think
they treat the basement? And that's really where I believe we have a little bit of a special thing here, is because there's a growing body of evidence that indicates that the basement and crawl space is a huge source of contamination for the whole house. So we believe that we're treating the air at its source of contamination rather than allow it to get into the air, allow it to get into the HVAC system, have it put all that extra load and on the filters and the UV light. We try to evacuate that at its source.
Sure. So, okay, and I talk about this often because a lot of folks don't think about this. Like, oh, I love that new car smell. Oh, I love that new house smell. What you're saying, in essence, is I love the chemicals that are emitted from all these products I just put in my house because I don't smell anything else other than the chemicals that are floating in my home.
Correct.
Does the Easy Breathe system help with the off-putting of gases and natural odor from product, which odor means there's stuff being released?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The things in a house, whether you replace cabinets,
flooring, right,
carpeting, you know, the problem with the formaldehyde and the flooring kind of came to light a little while back.
Yeah, it's still a big issue.
Exactly.
There's a huge lawsuit going on in Los Angeles right now off of a vinyl flooring product.
Sure.
Major company, too. It's about to come to light. I know this because I have some friends in the flooring business who, you know, told me on the inside that you wait till you hear what's going to happen out of Los Angeles.
Sure. And all that stuff is off-gassing in our houses, in our tighter houses.
And it's not just flooring. It's in cabinets. It's in
furniture, anything you
upholstery.
Can imagine.
Listen, a lot of it is us.
Yeah.
We are the biggest proponent, because not everybody's going to listen and go, well, I haven't replaced my cabinets. I haven't done anything with the flooring. Well, just us coughing every day, bringing the dogs in and out, showering, cooking. We are the biggest contributor
to the human air pollutant.
Yeah. It's just our daily lives. You know, we can't just let that sit.
And my Uncle Joe with his flatulence, it's ridiculous. It's the most off-putting odor in the air. Does it help with that?
Absolutely.
Can I get one from my Uncle Joe's?
Absolutely. I
have to invent a portable one that Uncle Joe can carry around with him.
On his back?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I have three boys and hockey equipment, and I can tell
you. Oh, you know.
Yeah. I know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But is there real harm in that kind of airborne pollutant? I mean, not really, right?
No.
These are just foul odors that we as people don't want to deal with.
By definition, a smell is a VOC, a volatile organic compound is the term, right? So by definition, a smell is. Now, there's different varying levels of VOCs.
And you hear VOC a lot in the paint industry.
Exactly. Yeah, because now they're trying to advertise low VOC paint.
Or no VOC.
Or no VOC paint.
Right. Yeah, and I've spoke to some industry experts, and I don't know how real that is. There's a lot of controversy around low and no VOC, because the bottom line is a chemical is a chemical. You could put stuff to neutralize a smell in there.
Right.
You know, I've used tricks by putting, you know, some vanilla, you know, extract in there, or some kind of extract of sorts to neutralize the smell, or aromatherapy balanced in there.
Agreed.
It helps where you're not smelling it, but let me tell you.
Well, and here's the other thing. What's happening is that the companies are taking the VOCs that are on the EPA kind of watch list and taking them out of the paint, but just putting other VOCs that aren't on that watch list in. So by definition, they're calling it low VOC. It's just low VOC because it's the VOCs that the EPA currently have listed as as dangerous. But yeah, the other ones that are in there now probably will be in another few years.
Yeah, we're not even scratching the surface of potential airborne issues, and we're going to get to the bigger ones in a little bit. We do have to take a break. We're talking to the president and creators of Easy Breathe, the basement system that will change your air quality forever. Erica and Andre, thanks for joining me. Hang out. We're going to take a break, have a little news, and we're going to pick up this conversation talking about the M word. All right, don't go anywhere, folks.
The show that puts the improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the show. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. And if you heard young Ross Cochran, this is your time to hop on the phone, 312-981-7200, to win your pair of tickets valued at $170 for the Sensory Overload at Montgomery Club on April 14th. It's a unique 3-hour foodie adventure you don't want to miss. Call us now. And the first caller that Ross picks wins the tickets. And speaking of winning a little something, that's what we're about on this show. You listen to the Frank Fontana Show, you get stuff. And speaking of getting stuff, you're come here, you're giving advice, you're giving information out. You're also giving a little something else.
Absolutely, Frank. Anyone who calls in to 866-822-7328 and are interested in purchasing an Easy Breathe for your air quality, and you mentioned Frank Fontana, it's 15% off for all of your listeners.
Boom. There you go, folks. That's my gift to you for this Sunday. 15% off if you're interested, if you're thinking about getting the best air quality system in your home. Easy Breathe is definitely the way to go. Give that number one more time.
866-822-7328.
And if you are not a phone kind of person, is there an email address they can send an email to with the same info?
Sure. Visit us at Easy Breathe. That's letter E, letter Z, BREATHE.com.
Okay. And Ross, are you on the phone, or you're free for a second? I got a question for you.
What's up, Frank?
Okay, actually, Andre had a question for you.
I do. First of all, congratulations. You said you have a new baby, is that correct?
I do, born in December.
Great. Okay.
Congrats.
So
thank you.
I heard when I was sitting in the green room about that, and I instantly went where my brain always goes, which is the kind of thing...
How you can save my baby.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Or why.
Or why.
Why would you do that?
Well, just so happens that the science and the research out shows that babies that are crawling on the floor...
Yeah.
Inhale the equivalent of 4 cigarettes a day.
Whoa.
By inhaling.
Yikes.
And that's in a non-smoking home, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, let's repeat that, because that okay. is some valuable
yes.
information there.
Babies crawling on the floor inhale the equivalent of 4 cigarettes per day, based off of the off-gassing of not just the carpeting they're crawling on, but the things that the carpeting can catch. You know, the carpeting can work as a filter and hold
yeah.
on to
yeah.
chemicals.
So, folks, you want to know why there's so much cancer in young kids these days and people are getting sick so soon? And it's because of this world that we live in. We don't understand the level of toxins in everything, all of our beautiful designer goods. And you know what? It pains me because I'm in this industry where we furnish people's homes and we make them beautiful. I often... absolutely look into that stuff before I place something into somebody's home, especially if they're sensitive to it, especially if there's kids. We're always looking for eco-friendly options that don't maybe have as much off-put gas. But, man, that's a scary statistic.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That really is. So, Ross, don't let your child
don't
crawl
just don't let her crawl.
No.
Just hold her back developmentally.
Get some.
Just get an easy breathe.
No,
just get an easy breathe.
Exactly. You know, that's probably
yeah,
simpler.
Yeah, yeah.
Good call, guys.
Clean the
yeah.
air.
Good call, guys.
Or just take a clean sheet and throw it down over that or something.
Exactly.
I don't know. All right, so let's talk about the M word. Everyone is deathly afraid of hearing that word when an inspector comes to their home and says, guess what, folks? I hate to tell you this. You have black mold. Or mold, period. I mean, every home has a certain level of mold. We know this, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Some of it's not bad for you. It's just mold. It just exists. It's part of the air we breathe. Your body, on a low level, adjusts to it. If you have high reaction to mold or you have an allergy to anything like mold, you're going to feel it more than others. But for the most part, like you said, every home has a bit of moisture in it. Every home is going to have a level of mold. But when it gets to the toxic stuff, is a system like Easy Breathe, once you realize you have it, procedurally, I mean, you guys deal with this stuff too, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As a basement
Absolutely.
Company. Walk us through what happens when you tell a homeowner, say I'm the homeowner.
Okay.
And we just discovered, you're sitting here telling me, Frank, what would you say?
Well, First, I would say we have very simple ways of testing for mold.
Would you sit me down first, and my wife? Would...
After walking you around the basement, we would then sit down. Yes.
Right.
Yes, and say, listen, you have mold. Explain a little bit like what you just said. I'm not a big fan of over testing for mold. Once we find it, we know it's there. There's no reason to spend more money just to reinforce the fact that you have it.
Right.
So then I try to educate the homeowner on what they can do to correct it.
Sure.
More often than not, the homeowner is so scared that it's not only going to affect them, because of everything that they've read, but also that financially it's going to break them.
I think equally that's a big concern. You know, certain levels of remediation, could definitely be expensive, especially if you don't know what you're doing and you get hosed by a company who's going to take advantage of you.
Sure.
I've heard a lot of stories out there that you could use bleach and a scrub brush. Is there any truth to these?
No. Bleach is, because all we can get as homeowners in the store is the most 3% really is what it is, and 3% bleach doesn't do anything for mold.
It'll get the visual off.
Exactly, but visual is only 10% of what actually exists. What you see on your walls or on furniture is 10% of what actually exists. Mm-hmm. And so the EPA actually says that homeowners should only attack a 10 square foot radius of what they. If it's anything more, they should call a professional. That's what the EPA states.
So how does a system like Easy Breathe help the situation?
Okay, well, mold needs certain things to thrive. Mold can't exist unless it has food, moisture, certain temperature, things like that. And so the food would be cardboard boxes or any
drywall.
Sort of drywall, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So we can't necessarily eliminate that. But if we can eliminate one of those things, then the mold can't survive.
Like moisture.
So that's where we come in and we help control the moisture.
Got it.
Either with just the Easy Breathe, or sometimes we do an Easy Breathe with some sort of air conditioning device, which would actually be the heat or the air conditioning, or sometimes even a dehumidifier as well.
Yeah. So for people who think that their HVAC system is enough, definitely, straight up, your answer is, forget that you're selling a product. Your answer would be absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Outside of selling a product, I also do indoor air quality assessments locally where we live. An HVAC system is not enough, because the HVAC system will recycle the air.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a filter there and things like that, but it doesn't do anything to evacuate what exists or clean
sure.
it.
And that's Easy Breathe's real advantage, is we provide a path of escape for a lot of the toxins that are contributing to poor indoor air quality that are sourced in our lower levels. I mean, mm-hmm. It's an underground environment.
Yeah.
It's a petri dish. It absorbs moisture, bacteria, fungi, and we eliminate it at its source.
Sure.
So we prevent it from even getting into the upper, air quality of the home.
And let's face it, back in the early, turn of the century, basements really weren't functional. They were neat lockers. They were cold storage. They were storage, period.
Sure.
No one really thought, let me convert my basement into a finished, library
sure.
or playroom for the kids and stuff.
Right, or a gym.
And that's where we started to get into these issues of, if we're going to use this space for functioning, it's got to be fixed. It's got to be breathable. All these different things that come along with it.
It's got to be dry, right.
Where can people find out more information about Easy Breathe?
Our website, easybreathe.com, is a great resource. There's lots of different avenues to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Our phone number, like I mentioned, 866-822-7328.
Yeah.
We're a wonderful resource, whether you're considering Easy Breathe or not. If you have questions and you're just going down this road, like I said, we're a wonderful resource. We'll help you.
Yeah, I found that about you. I mean, there's a lot of companies that always are wanting to come on the show and stuff. And why we chose you guys was that reason alone, is there was no hard sell. There was no, I wasn't looking to buy your, it was like very informational to me, when I researched and I did a blind research study. Anytime I ever bring a guest on, it's not just the company. I'll research the entire industry to make sure there's validity to who you guys and what your claims are before I even bring you on the show.
Sure.
Well, that's really our mission, is to educate people about indoor air quality.
Yeah.
That's why we exist. Now, ventilation is a key component of that, and we can certainly help people solve some of their issues, but we need to help people educate what's going on in their homes. It's really quite scary. So the more education that we can provide and any resources we have, that's why we get up every day.
And knowledge conquers fear. I mean, really, when you mm-hmm. come down to it, you might be scared, but once you know what's going on, obviously, if you're living there, it's not killing you, but it slowly could be killing you.
Sure.
Or making you
uncomfortable.
Or making you uncomfortable. Your nose is itchy. You're taking, vitamins or pills to offset that. Now you're really hurting your body, because now you're mm-hmm. putting foreign substances in your body to fix a problem that could be fixed with your air quality being fixed.
politics.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
Anyway, we can go on for days about this. The website one more time, and reminder that the folks here at Easy Breathe are giving 15% off if you are interested in finding out more information. If you pull the trigger on buying a unit, they'll give you 15% off the entire unit. If you mention Frank Fontana, WGN Radio Show, you heard it here on the show. And that email address and phone number one more time?
EasyBreathe.com. That's EZBREATHE at the end, .com. And 1-866-822-7328. And we're here to help.
Andre, Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Keep on doing what you do. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be finding out about my new obsession of moss tiles for the wall. Yes, I said moss. Don't go anywhere.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show, folks. We're moving right along here. Approaching our second hour. We're here until 3 o'clock. You can always find out more information about us and the show at frankfontana.net. Or you can go to wgnradio.com/Frank Fontana. Let's see. We're on to our Frank's fave. And this is one of my favorite parts of the show because we get to highlight some of the new products that's circling around my industry, the world of interior design, home. And this is something that caught my eye that I just absolutely got to find more information about. So we're talking right now to the company is Benetti Stone, and the new product is Benetti Moss. And on the phone is Gabrielle Cabezas. Hi, Gabriella. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm a fan of the new product. Why don't you tell the listeners, because it's a very visual thing, and people are, you know, they're texting in already going, moss on the wall?
Yes, and it's preserved moss. So it's real moss that is preserved systemically using three ingredients that are non-toxic. So it's glycerin that keeps it supple, and it's food coloring that gives it a color, and salt that acts as two properties. One is fire retardant, and the other is a preservative, natural.
You're kidding.
As well.
So,
no.
So would you say it's somewhat alive? Is that what you would say?
No, I would say
it's preserved,
it's real.
Right? It's real.
Real.
And it's preserved. Right. All
it's
natural.
Exactly. All natural. So everything you touch, it even smells like the natural product. It's a lichen, which is actually not a moss. It's a plant material. It's fungi and alga that act symbiotically together. So, but it looks like a plant. We call it a moss because it's not as romantic to say fungus and algae.
So for the people right now listening, scratching their head, let's give them a website they can kind of listen and watch along to. What's the website address?
Sure. It's www.benettistone.com, and that's B-E-N-E-T-T-I, stone.com. And you just scroll down. It'll take a few seconds to load, and then you scroll down a little bit, and you click on the moss.
Well, and you guys do some great installations. You actually have an installation at NBC Studios.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. So it comes in square tile. It comes in lots of different forms. Are people just, like, I see some globes, some floating sphere type of objects. Is that right. Adhered to, or is that an actual purchasable object?
We can make it custom, so it depends. Usually what we do is work with interior designers and architects, and they specify a specific design, and then either a millwork company can make it or some subcontractor that's a professional that can make it for them, or we can make it for them. So it really depends how it's specified.
And so, I mean, I see it. It looks like it's definitely been a big hit in the corporate world. How much has it followed into the residential space?
You know, it has, mainly because of the corporate world. People see it and then want it. So, but we haven't marketed to the residential market yet, and I'm getting excited about it because I think it's perfect.
I think you're so right on, Gabriella. I mean, honestly, yeah. Not to cut you off, but it's hitting a good timing right now. I'm sure you guys plan this, with the, you know, the adjunct of natural, time-worn, organic, you know, styling, inside merging with outside merging with inside in the world of interior and home design. I think this is a product.
You are absolutely correct, and I have to congratulate you because, Frank, you do a great job in bringing the outside inside together. And it's your show that gives us the exposure that we need, so I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. And but we do have a framed product, which I think is perfect for residential. It is already framed. It comes in different sizes and different colors, so the homeowner can actually buy a framed piece of moss.
Does that vary in size, or could you put a special order in? Like, if I see a picture here in the catalog of it's above a sand feature with some stones and a tree, and then it's like looks like a 4x4 picture, but with all of the moss.
Correct. So you can do it both ways. We can do a custom frame, or you can pick from our framed collection. That way it's already done, and it ships to you boxed individually, and you just basically take it out of a box and put it on the wall.
So what is the cost on something like that? I mean, I guess it varies, but what would you say, like, a starting price? Is it per tile? Is it
It is.
So talk to me about the pricing and the scaling of all this.
Sure. So we have a standard tile, let's say. It's 60 by 80 centimeters, which is 2 feet by 2.5 feet. And that is just a standard size. And so when you're building a wall, knowing that it's 2 foot by 2.5 foot, which is roughly 5 square feet, and then that's how you calculate your wall design or your pricing.
Got it.
So I like to price per square foot. So for a budget number, you are looking at a solid color could be from $60 a square foot if it's just the panel, or a multiple color panel is a little bit more. It runs about $80 a square foot.
How many different colors does the moss come in?
It comes in a variety of colors. It's basically your food color chart.
Okay.
So... but we don't do anything custom, and on the catalog it has colors. It has, you know, we have about 3 shades of green that are very popular, and then we also have a natural color because the lichen is actually a creamy, light green color naturally. Mm-hmm. We have that color, and then we have a bright pink, a purple, a black, and that you can
interesting.
Have fun with.
Mm-hmm. Black would be, because I'm a big fan of black on a wall. You know,
black and green is beautiful, especially.
So absolutely.
If you make the two colors on contrast. And the other beautiful thing about the moss is that you can put it with wood right next to, it's organic, so it looks really good next to, like, your reclaimed wood. So
if you
have a wood wall and you put the moss on it, or metal, stainless steel, or stone. And it just, very nice compliment.
Well, and the texture, I mean, let's talk about it. Because really, you know, if you're looking to do a focal wall or something really that screams, I want attention on a wall, you do things like, I don't know, maybe tin, maybe you use wood panels or barn wood or anything that has texture. Now, this takes that idea to the whole nother level. I can personally,
it really does, right?
as a designer, I see this on ceilings. I could see this in accented areas where it's so unexpected you didn't think about it. Or you just, you know, you have a great start and you need a pop. You don't want to go crazy. If you're a minimalist, doing a 4x4 frame of this would be a phenomenal, simple statement that says a lot, in my opinion.
It does. And there's something about the moss, Frank, that makes people happy.
Yeah.
Greenery. It is. It's greenery. It's exciting. It's natural. It's relaxing. You touch it, and it even brings out a deeper smile because you're going, wow, this is real? What is this? This feels wonderful.
You're 100% right, because any, you know, self-help you book or spiritual guidance, and they always tell you on some level that when you reconnect with nature, you really can further the opportunity to be grounded or clear your mind. And just having it in your home, I think, is exactly what you're saying. It's a little bit of that sense of, all right, I'm connected with nature a little bit. And we live in such a high-tech world where everything is going, even like artwork is going digital, and you could change different prints and, you know, everything digitally. So to have a piece like this, even if you used it as art, I think is genius.
Well, I think it is art, and it can be used as art. And one of the funnest parts of my job is watching people like yourself, interior designers and architects, work with this material, do really different things. Up on the ceiling, like you said, I have a few installations where we have this going into light sconces. Beautiful design.
Oh, great idea. I like that.
It is, and I've seen it on ceilings. We've done quite a bit in California because it came to me a year ago. The product was, and the sales manager in Italy sent me an email, and I looked at it, and I have experience with preserved for 15 years. I represented a company that did preserved palm trees. So as soon as I saw this, I thought, oh, this is wonderful.
It sounds fantastic. And let's give out the website one more time, because I think it's such a unique product. You got to go see it, folks. And Gabrielle, I'm going to, now that I know more about this product, I'm going to find ways to insert this into some of my recent designs I got going on here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
That's wonderful, Frank. Thank you. It is. It's www.benettistone.com. It's B-E-N-E-T-T-I, Stone, S-T-O-N-E.com.
Awesome. Gabriella, thank you. You were fantastic. And again, I'm going to be in touch with you because I want to try this stuff out. This looks like a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. It was my pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. Have a good Sunday.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. That was fascinating, Ross, didn't you think? You use a little moss in your house?
It really is. I like how, like you were saying, it could be an entire wall for you, or it could just be a really cool picture frame piece of art.
Something like that. I mean, and you know, if you think about it, one-of-a-kind art, I mean, nature, you always find variance and uniqueness in nature, and I think that you'll get that effect from the moss tiles. So that's awesome. That's BenettiStone.com.
And a couple more pictures are up on your Facebook page and linked through your Twitter, so cool. Facebook.com/FrankFontana.
There you go. Folks, we're going to take a break. Turn down for what? Hey, get it started here on Sunday, folks. Get those cocktails popping. No, I'm kidding. It's a family show. Drink your milk and eat your cookies and listen to us.
Really hard to find a song just about audio.
Yeah, but you know what? If you have a good audio system, like I'm wearing these new headphones right now that are just sick. Larry Marcus is in studio, president of Paragon Sight and Sound. Whew, Larry. I feel like I'm going to say this. I'm going to put it right out there. I typically use this pair of Beats headphones that I bought. And Larry walks in. He's got all this fun new product that he carries at his shop. And Larry's like one of the top guys in the audio visual business here in the Midwest. And he put this amazing, what is even the name of this headphone I'm wearing?
Prima headphones by Sonus Faber.
Say that again. It's Prima?
Prima.
Headphones by?
Sonus Faber.
Sonus Faber. Anybody ever hear of them? Give us a text, 312-981-7200. Larry Marcus, why don't you tell the folks listening, because this is just, you could say anything right now, and it sounds so good. So, Larry, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm the owner of Paragon Sight and Sound in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we are exhibiting at the Expona show this weekend at the Westin O'Hare.
Well, for the folks who don't know what the Expona show is, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Expona is one of the coolest shows in the country and really the main one that we support, both because of region, the ownership, and just how well run it is. But it is a show that will have 400 exhibitors and over 110 rooms showing from headphones to new releases in vinyl and tape, believe it or not.
Really?
And
wait, is tape making a comeback?
It's all making a comeback.
Cassette tapes?
Cassette is actually being used a lot by recording engineers today, but open reel is also making it.
Oh, wow.
And as well as phenomenal advancements in digital audio, uncompressed
So is the throwback to real, is it really going to be a big boom in the industry?
Well, no. I think relative to digital, nothing's going to be a big boom. But I think that, you know, and one has to be careful between the difference between retro cool and actually a throwback.
Right.
But I think people are kind of tired of the JPEG period of time in their life and are ready to get back into some better quality music.
Well said. Well said. I like that. Because, you know, I used to dabble when I was in L.A. for a little bit before, you know, working my way around the entertainment industry. And I did some work with a musical artist, and we were in the studio a lot. And I would always hear the engineers say how recording to tape made it sound fat and, like, juicy and, like, better than digital. What is that whole thing about?
Well, it's tone. Tonality.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, a digital code will handle, call it knuckles on your countertop, differently than an analog recording of
right.
it. Digital gets much better today with upsampling and uncompressed digital. But at the end of the day, that pure analog sound from a tonality aspect is superb. Digital is incredible from a dynamic and accuracy aspect. So they both have their
sure.
their legions of followers.
And when you're dealing with, like, home audio, because that's a huge aspect of your business, you do a ton of home AV audio installation, providing for product as well as a service, correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so is it that important in the home to hear the, because I know you brought with you a uncompressed digital audio player.
Yes. I think digital is the way in. I think it's the best way into the hobby. And I think what's wonderful.
You call it a hobby. Some people call it an expense.
It's a love affair.
How's yeah, that? Right, right.
I think music is important. I think it, and the access to music. You know, the reality today is after years of carrying around my Peaches record crates of records while I was in school and grad school, today I have more music on my phone or a Quest-style digital audio player.
Sure.
That has a half a terabyte per stick. And
yeah, so you're, what is the product you're holding up right now? What's the company?
It's called the Quest-style personal audio player.
Okay, so it looks like an old iPad, an iTouch kind of, but like on steroids. It's beefy, it's big, it's slick looking.
Very good quality parts, part content that would be in some of the best audio around. It's an $899 player, won the CES Innovation Award.
Oh, wow.
And the quality difference between this and what you would generally get as a download is incredible. More importantly...
And that's a consumer product?
That's a consumer okay. product.
What does something like that go for?
$899.
All right. And Larry, you know, we're already getting questions over text, and people want to know if they can actually call in and talk to you. So why not? If you have audio or audio tech questions, AV questions for your home, if you're thinking about putting in a phenomenal sound system, or you want to know the latest about the tech that's out there for audio, I'm wearing some of the sickest headphones I've ever put on my head, I can tell you right now. Both look-wise and sound-wise, it's, like, phenomenal. I'm throwing my Beats away, and we're going to have to talk about these headphones before you leave. I might not let you out of here with them. Folks, 312-981-7200 is the number. You know it. If you want to talk to one of the leading audio-visual experts in the Midwest, or maybe even the country, Larry Marcus is here. He's the president of Paragon Sight and Sound. Do you have a website?
We do. www.paragonsns.com.
There you go. www.paragonsns.com. We'll start taking your calls right after the break, huh, Ross? All right. Stick around. The Frank Fontana Show. I'm Frank Fontana. We're talking home tech and audio and some of the latest innovations available on the market and soon to be available on the market with this brand new show coming up, the Expona Show, taking place. When is that happening, Larry?
It's happening next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Westin O'Hare.
Is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. There are one-day pass, two-day passes, and three-day passes available. And the really the just greatest companies in home audio and technology are going to be there, and well worth coming out for.
I'm going to try to stop on. I love that stuff. I love seeing the latest innovations, especially when it comes to home integration. I do a lot of it as an interior designer. You know, we're constantly being asked, like, how do we install this here and then? And we call experts like you, Larry. So we were talking before the break a little bit about the integration of the digital world into home audio.
Yeah, I think one of the great things of what's happening, again, is accessibility to music as a whole, and then accessibility to your digital collection throughout the house. And by having things on a generalized drive, or a NAS drive, as it's called in the industry, I think it then opens the door for you to pull it to a whole house integrated system that can be run by keypads, but really run off your phone, off your iPads. But
yeah,
also for people that do what we do, it also then says to people, you obviously love music, you have it on your phone, have headphones, how about a really great music room, a great audio room?
Sure.
I think that that's where the future is.
So somewhat like I want my own home spa, my home gym, it'd be I want my own home audio room for my listening experience.
I think it can be as simple as in-wall speakers that are...
I love the idea, though, of sitting in... Remember that old Sony commercial where the guy's sitting in the recliner, or he's in like this modern chair, and he sit back and the wind's blowing, and it's the air coming out of the speakers. I almost like a room like that would be
Frank,
awesome.
Frank, you're young. It was a Maxell cassette
was
tape.
Was that what it was? I thought it was a Sony
commercial.
But doesn't Sony own Maxell now? I don't know. Long story. All right, let's get to our calls because they're holding on. Let's go with Rob from Chicago. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
What's your question for Larry?
So I'm literally in the middle of building a music listening room right now. We just started framing walls yesterday. It's a room inside a room. It's about 10 feet long by 13 feet wide, or vice versa, however you want to look at it. And I got a question for you about wall materials, Larry. We're using mineral wool for sound dampening as the insulation, and Homasote on the inside of the room. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that product, and specifically on, I've heard various things online about finishing those walls, like don't use paint, only use primer, because paint will be reflective, that sort of thing. So any insights that you could give me on that would be appreciated.
Well, I think you're very much on the right track. In terms of the outside finish, I think that that's going to depend by what you're going to have on the walls, whether you're going to have any fabric-based material, paintings, whatever you might have. I think that one has to be careful because there's a temptation to make rooms too dead. And that's very evident many times at shows and in rooms. And
when you say too dead, you mean sound deadening. Yeah.
Sound absorptive. I mean, I think that, you know, sounds, percussos have life, so mm-hmm. you want to have a nice mix.
Right.
I think you're on the right track with your choice of materials. Obviously, you want to do sort of staggered studs for that room, you know, anything we can do to control that vibration. And then really think about what's going to be on the outside, you know, being visible within the room. I wouldn't be terribly afraid of some, again, think absorption, but also think diffusion and keeping some life in the room.
So don't obsess about the brand of primer or paint.
or the green glue, yes.
It doesn't sound like that would be the top priority, Rob, but that's awesome. I hope this helped. And Larry, you know, if you need to get a hold of Larry and you have more questions, sure, Larry, you want to give your email address out?
Sure, it's larry@paragonsns.com.
And Rob, before you go, do you have any other further questions?
I don't. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, before you go, then, I want to give you a gift certificate for Lou Malinati's. Lou Malinati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalinati's.com. So hold on, Rob, and Ross will get your info, and thanks for calling.
Awesome. Malinati's is the best.
Yes. Well, some would disagree, but I think it's one of the best for sure. Let's get to our next caller quick. We have Nick from Southern Wisconsin. Hey, Nick, thanks for calling the show.
Hey guys, good afternoon.
Good.
I'd like to ask Larry what his recommendation would be for a set of headphones that go completely over your ear, that kind of surround your ear like a cup, like you would want to have for a studio monitor set of headphones that has a very flat frequency response.
Well, I might let Frank actually speak. He's experiencing the new Sonos Fiber Prime headphones, which we really like. There are many, many companies that make that product. Bowers and Wilkins makes a good product. Grado makes a good product. I think, you know, the best thing, come out to Expona and experience all the headphones that are going to be out there. It's going to be a massively good display.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to invest, you know, like these headphones you said are about $500 or so?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a pretty sizable investment, in my opinion, Nick. You know, if you're going to, you know, I don't know what your budget is for a quality headphone. Is it for work or play?
This is for a little bit of home recording. I can go up to maybe about $200. I don't think I'd want to spend $500.
Well, that's a good. So let's work with Nick's budget. In that $200 budget, Larry, what did you say is the best headphone?
Again, there are many brands out there. We would support the Grados or Bowers & Wilkins at that price level.
Okay, and so let's just throw out the elephant in the room, because I typically wear Beats, but I'm starting to not like them as much. Especially after today.
Okay.
I would be very bad at campaigning because I'm not a negative campaigner.
I think
there are better.
Well, let's do comparable.
I think there are better options for tonality. I think Beats have a certain sound and tend to be a little bit bass heavy for my taste. But on the other hand, they're bringing so many people into the hobby
and everything else.
I think you have to temper.
There's a place for them in the market.
There's a place for all of it in the market.
Good stuff. Nick, since you are one of our callers here today, we're going to give you also a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. You can go to Lou Malnati's, I think you all know they have 40-plus Chicagoland locations. I'll have to keep reading. Go to loumalnati.com. So, Nick, hold on, and my producer, Ross, will get your info, and thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you, guys, very much.
You got it, bud. All right, so, Larry, when people approach me for this portion of the interior design process, where they're like, okay, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, how much should I be spending on, you know, audio for my home and video?
A lot.
So it's like, and this is helpful for me because a lot of times I just defer to my experts and.
No, you know. I'm saying that tongue in cheek. I think that the great thing about the industry is that just like we talked about headphones, there are things at every budget level, and you can go really, their cost is no object. In fact, in one of our rooms at Expona next week, we're going to have the introduction of the wonderful Wilson Audio speakers made here in the United States, and believe it or not, $109,000, and not the company's most expensive foray into the field. So really, like with a lot of specialty industries, there really is no boundary on it. But there's great product available at all levels. And I think that the key to anybody doing what we do, either in interior design or working with designers, is to hear what the client wants.
Sure. Work backwards from their budget.
Correct.
Say, yeah, because I like to do that too. Because then you could scare people if they're like, well, you want the A package, you're talking a couple hundred grand. Or
if people are not comfortable with the expenditure, they're never going to relax and listen.
Absolutely. Larry Marcus, president of Paragon Sight and Sound. You could see him at the Expona event happening April 15th. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Expona, it's April 15th and 17th. And that's happening, where is that happening?
The Westin O'Hare.
The Westin O'Hare. All right, perfect. And one more time, your website?
ParagonSNS.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Larry. We appreciate it. A lot of calls, a lot of texts. And I'll forward you all that stuff that we didn't get to so you can get your questions to Larry and we can help you out. You can always email Ross or myself and we can forward on our questions to Larry as well. Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so we have a couple of minutes before break here. I want to just remind folks we are casting for our TV show. That's right. I got a brand new television show. It's going to start filming May 16th here in Chicago and Illinois throughout the state. And it's all about home renovations. That's right. Me and my expert team will be coming into your home if you are the perfect candidate. And we will be making it pretty, keeping it to its architectural interest, but giving it a modern-day enhancement. But here's the parameters of the casting. It needs to be an older home. So what that means is 1950 and under, right? So if you have a 100-year-old home, if you had a home that was in 1920 built, 1940, 1950, great, you are a perfect candidate. Now, here's the thing. You got to have a budget, too. All right? So if you are about to take on this renovation, say you have the money set aside or you're thinking about it and you're like, I've just been waiting for the right team to come along and help me with this process because it's so daunting, we are that team. I've been doing this my whole life, and we have recruited some of the best players in the Midwest to be a part of my team to help make over your home into your forever home. And you can find out more information about the casting. You can go to my website, frankfontana.net. We do have a couple homes cast already, and we are still looking for more, so you still have a chance to be on the show. If you have already submitted, that doesn't mean that you're not going to make it. We're just increasing the visibility for the casting. It's really exciting. My wife's going to be a part of the show, my kids, my whole family, so it's going to be a little reality and a lot of home improvement. Again, it's frankfontana.net. Hit the little button that says TV show, and you'll learn all about how you could submit your home to be a part of the show.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. We're in our home stretch here. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. And if you're looking for more information, we had a bunch of people texting in about the TV show. You can certainly find out more info at frankfontana.net. The email address, if you want to directly submit to become a potential candidate to be one of the homeowners on my television show, it's propertyrehabcasting@gmail.com. Again, that's propertyrehabcasting@gmail.com. There's a little criteria that you want to just go to my website and check out. You want to send photos, your story, your family. If the casting people like you, then they'll be like, hey, send us a quick video. And, you know, so it's a fun journey. I mean, we just selected a couple of homeowners. They were so excited. It's going to be a huge, huge show. If you're a fan of Fixer Upper on HGTV, you're going to love our show because it's going to be better and bigger. And I'm cuter than Joanna. Anyway, let's shift focus here to our healthy homeowner segment. This is our weekly, sometimes bi-weekly segment where we like to focus in on about health. You know, it's one thing to have a beautiful home, but if you're not healthy in that home, what good is it, right? All right, so my guest is one of our fan favorites here, one of my favorite guests on the show. She is the raw food queen of the world.
Oh, wow.
It's Karen Calabrese. And she's
queen
alive.
Of the world. I'll take it. Queen of the world.
Queen of the world. Queen of the raw food world. What of your world? Queen of the world is fine, too. Karen, how are you?
Well, you know, it's been rough.
Yeah?
It's been rough. But things have turned around so beautifully. You know, I've had a bunch of personal things going on in my life and blah, 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 blah. And I was saying, oh, that's okay. At least I got my health. And then I fell January 9th. Because I never get sick. You know, I've told you often I have been sick in 40-something years.
Well, let's step back for a second. Let's preface. But for the folks who don't know who Karen Calabrese is, I mean, we all know. But Karen, why don't you give the folks your background?
Oh, okay. Well, I've been on a plant-based diet for about 40-something odd years. I've been a raw foodist for about 30-something odd years. And this has really afforded me a wonderful lifestyle of not aging or getting sick or, you know, having wonderful health. I don't know what illness is. I work 16 hours a day for, you know, I sleep 4.5 hours. So I have all of these wonderful health things that have happened to me from making my lifestyle choices and teaching about it. I own a vegan restaurant. I own the longest standing raw food restaurant in the country. I teach classes. I was one of the first to teach detox classes, and it's been a wonderful ride, and I always brag, and I don't get sick. And then January 9th, I fell. I split my knee in half. Ugh. My shoulder.
Which you just showed me the scars,
isn't
folks.
Isn't it hideous?
Ouch.
And I got to do a bikini picture for my 69th birthday this year. What am I going to do? No, with that
good makeup
scar?
Artist. I got a couple.
Okay. But anyway, so I slipped and fell, had to go to the hospital, have an operation, haven't been to doctors, hospitals, or anything, and it was a nightmare. But.
Hold on, folks. She did say a bikini photo shoot at 69 years old. Did you catch that?
I've been doing one every
people
year.
People don't know, birthday. Karen.
Well, where, they can go you, to my website.
I was going to say, which you just revamped. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, they can go to my website and see the grandmother in a bikini, right?
Yeah.
At KarenRaw, KarynRaw.com. And I do it not to show off. It's just to show young women that with different choices, you can get a different outcome. You
and
know?
Let's just say she has a better physique than most 20-year-old girls walking on the street right now.
Oh, Frank. Okay, and you look pretty great yourself
today.
Thank you,
no, thank you. Yes, I've been following the principles.
Yes, you have. Yeah. You've done the
I've done a little,
times.
You know, meat here and there, you know, and you know, you always say you fall off the wagon, you fall on the wagon.
And it's not even falling off the wagon. It's your process.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a right or a wrong. You know, as long as you have the information, you get it planted in there, it starts to come forth as it's needed.
And the things that work stick.
The things that work stick, and the more you do it, the more comes on board for you.
Right. And then, so like this go around, because if...
And we're talking about my detox.
Yeah, we're talking about Karen's raw detox. And it really, why don't you give the quick overview of what that is, the raw detox?
Yeah, well, you know, detox is a big word now. It used to mean going in for rehab for alcohol or drugs, but detox is cleaning out the body. And I've been teaching it and doing it myself for over 40 years. And I have classes, and people get phenomenal results with my class. You took the class.
Yeah,
you actually
several
did the
times.
Challenge. Yeah, you and your wife.
My wife did
class.
Too, yeah.
And we have people that come from all over the world that do the class. We actually stream it now, too. We have one coming up in April.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Wednesday. We have one starting on Wednesday.
How can people watch it online?
If you go to my website, it's all there. You can, it's called Learn to Live, I think. You can go through that site.
Just log in.
And you can take the class online. But we have people that come into the classroom and do it. And they get wonderful results. What did we start this conversation about, Frank? I've gone all the way around.
You know, we backtracked, we went left, we went right, we got out who you were, and we're landing
on detoxing. And why I can still wear a bikini at 69 years old,
yeah.
Right? And that you can go to my website, and I'm not making judgment about people makes choices. It's just showing a different way to do things.
Well, and let's talk about it, because your lifestyle revolves around really not eating any dairy, any meat.
Well,
any
I'm hardcore.
Fish. You're hardcore.
And that's because I've done it for so many years, but I didn't get to this overnight. And that's what I like to impress upon people. It is a
process.
Did you
eat meat at some point in your life?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Ribs and fried chicken. In fact, I make the best fried chicken you've ever eaten in your life.
I've had the Karen's on green for chicken.
And guess what? Ooh. It's coming to the Raw You know, we have cooked up there
I
now.
Saw
it's going to be there in the springtime. Yeah. I'm changing the menu.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't bring you food today. So you bring me back and I can bring
you
the
food. Oh, for sure. I mean, I told Ross, I'm like, please tell Karen to bring something.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
But I want you to have the new food.
Yeah. Hey, you got some texts coming in already,
oh,
Karen.
Okay.
Dr. Mayat says hello, M-A-A-T.
Oh,
does that
hi.
Sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Hi.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the thing about Karen's is she's not an MD, but she has MDs coming to her
We've had
a lot of times.
MDs take our classes, and they send their patients to take the classes, because I'm not against the medical profession. I think there can be an integrative lifestyle. You know, I mean, most people aren't going to become as extreme as me.
Yeah, you know? I mean, listen, it is, when the first time I took your class, it was overwhelming. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And she's so like, you know, like, it's, I'll give you the perspective. If anybody's ever considered doing Karen's class or wants to just by hearing what she's talking about today, because we're going to get into a really heavy topic here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic's going to be about the documentary you were involved in, food choices. And there's another topic that I just got a recent article on, the 10 negative effects of the meat industry has on the world.
Yes.
So I want to kind of lightly touch on some of these to bring to light. I want to ask you, are these true or false, basically?
Okay.
But let's start from the perspective of the newcomer coming to your class, and I'll be the first person. I'll be that guy. You know, when you eat a certain way, you grow up in a certain culture, like I'm Italian, you know, I grew up.
It's stamped on your
DNA. It's my DNA.
Yeah, right.
We love food, you know, we would overeat so much and not even think twice about it. It wasn't overeating.
Food is love and emotion.
Of
course. I mean, it's family.
Of course.
And it's hard to turn that around. And I'm saying you don't have to totally give that up. And so many of the healthy foods now can be made in your cultural what you're used to.
I mean, we
make Indian food, Italian food,
yeah,
soul food.
I've had the eggplant lasagna,
yeah.
And the raw lasagna tastes fantastic.
And the cooked lasagna.
And the cooked lasagna, yeah.
That's a big favorite of
that.
My place.
Yeah. All of the cooked food, to me, your stuff, tastes just like normal. There's no,
like
you would never know. Like,
right.
And I say normal, meaning non-meat
right.
product. But so, as for me, as taking the first detox class and stuff, it was intimidating. It was scary. It was like, me and my wife would go back and go, oh my God, we'd call Karen. We would literally call your facility about 50 times during the detox and ask every possible question you can imagine. Should I be doing this? Should my poo be green? Should my, you know, all these things.
Yeah. Well, because it's, we're not brought up with this. We're brought up in a totally different world. But unfortunately, that world, that bizarre world that we're brought up in is why one in two people will have cancer in our lifetime. It's why there's so much obesity in our lifetime. And so, no, you can't do 100% turnaround, but you need to at least get the information. And that's what I'm about, is education, not coming over to my side 100% right away, but at least you have the information and you're making informed choices.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in the hospital, I started eating some cooked food. I needed it emotionally.
Right.
You know,
right.
I was eating my ice cream every day, which isn't real ice cream.
Your ice cream is good.
It's not real ice cream, folks, but it's food is emotional too. So it's not about depriving yourself and feeling a lack of, but if you do this kind of detoxing, the one I recommend, because I don't believe in all of them, by the way, if you detox your body, because we all intuitively know what's right, we're born knowing how to take care of ourselves, then you can kind of get on that bus or walkway and you head there. You don't get there overnight, but you head there. And the more you put into it, the better you look and feel.
Yeah, at least, like you said, at least if you're turning in that direction, at least you're heading that way towards health and better health.
And it's frightening, I understand, to a lot of people to have to give up stuff, you know, but you don't have to give it up. You just have to learn about it.
The swap outs are fantastic. Yeah. Folks, if you have questions for Karen Calabrese, 312-981-7200. If you're considering going vegan or raw or have your doubts about meat and the meat industry, stay tuned because we're going to have, I'm going through this new article I found about the 10 negative effects that the meat industry has on the world, and Karen can chime in on this. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Karen Calabrese.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Yeah, man. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for listening, folks. We're talking to raw food expert and the, what do you call yourself? Mother vegan? Or mother? The queen.
The queen.
Right. Karen Calabrese, you might have seen her, heard her. She's been on Oprah. She's been all over the place. She has her own book, couple books. Soak Your Nuts is one of them. I just like saying that. You could visit one of your facilities right here on the north side, right?
Yeah, 1901 North Halsted.
1901
Halsted. Yeah, and we've got a free parking lot.
And you have, not only do you do food, but you have this whole therapeutic side to the business.
We
which
have
is,
a wellness center where we do all kinds, we do the most fabulous facials and colon therapy.
Take
the top and the bottom. We do oxygen bathing. We have a hyperbaric chamber, which I wanted to throw in real quick when we talked about my injury very quickly, that the doctors, my physical therapist, they're just astounded at how quickly I'm recuperating, and I'm doing my hyperbaric chamber, my ozone bathing, and my infrared sauna every day, and it's unbelievable. I'll send you a picture of how I looked before. I mean, you wouldn't recognize what I've gone through.
I got to see this. And you got to post those, too. That would be great.
We did post them.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this topic. The meat industry gets a lot of flack. You know, 1 minute's the best thing in the world. Everyone's jumping on paleo diets. I've had paleo experts in here. You've been on several debates with this topic.
Right.
And then, you know, a year later, all of a sudden, meats cause cancer, bacon kills, all these things. Where do you stand on this?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't believe it's a natural instinct for humans to eat dead flesh. I just don't believe it's natural for us to do this. I think we've learned to do it. I think at one time for survival, there were groups that had no choice but to do it. But we certainly have choices. And I always give the example to people that come in and, you know, we get the smart mouths who say otherwise. But if you were on a desert island, Frank, and you hadn't eaten in a month, all right, and you have your cat who's a true carnivore, and you have your dog who's an omnivore. So a cat only wants meat. A dog wants meat and vegetables. And we are fruitarians by instinct. You know, that's why we have these fingers to pick our food. You haven't eaten in a month, and all of a sudden a dead cow appears and a bushel of apples. All right, that cat is going to run right to that dead cow and chomp on it. I don't know too many humans that could do that. There, you know, we have our John Gacy's But your instinct would be to go to the apples. Now, maybe after another month or a few days, because for survival, you would start chomping on the cow too. But it wouldn't be your first instinct.
Right.
Okay, so instinctually, we weren't meant to eat dead animals. We don't have canines, and I think you had somebody on wrote in when they said, well, I would do it. You couldn't sink your teeth into that cow and rip it apart and eat it.
No, but basted with barbecue sauce and grilled lightly. Might
but
be.
Do they have this on this island with you?
No, right.
I'm just saying instinctually.
Got my Weber back on the...
And we can learn and accept anything. I give my dog raw meat, and it was so disgusting to me, but now I can do it. So you can adapt to anything.
See, I find myself just getting cycling. Like, I crave it, then I get sick of it. Like, I don't want to see it. And then, like, I'll go for months without eating meat, and then all of a sudden one day I want, like,
well, you see, that's where detoxing comes in, because all that old stuff in there calls for more of the old stuff. When you detox, you literally get over those cravings eventually.
Yeah. Is sushi bad on your list?
Well, sushi is better than red meat, chicken. And the
raw
reason
sushi,
it's raw, and that's why it's better, because you're still getting enzymes. You know, there's so much to learn about all of this.
Yeah.
I know I'm just skimming over everything.
No, we are, because of time reason. We could be here for 2 hours.
I do free information seminars twice a month, though, and we stream one of them. So
and those are available on the website, right?
Yes, you just go to the website and you can find out about them.
All right, let's take a call real quick. Julie, how you doing? Thanks for calling the Frank Fontana Show. You're on with myself and Karen Calabrese. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. You know, I've gotten some elevations for liver enzymes when I was told it was a fatty liver. Is there any suggestions on how to cleanse the liver with certain types of foods?
Well, absolutely. The one thing that I like to impress upon people, though, is you can't really compartmentalize the body like that, just the liver, just the kidney. So when you work on the whole body, the liver will be included. There are certain liver cleanses out there that people can do, but I don't necessarily recommend going from a regular diet to just doing that. I think that probably doing a softer detox and then work your way toward it. But definitely, you know, eliminating animal products would benefit your liver and you a great deal. And I'm not prescribing. I'm just saying I've seen it work for a lot of people.
What's your, Julie, what's your current diet consist of quickly?
Actually, I was going to mention that. I'm not really my doctor was kind of did not believe me, but I'm really not a big eater. Some days I go without not eating, and I have gained some weight, and she's looked at me like, you don't get like that by not eating. But I really am not a big eater. I don't know how I've gained about 40 pounds within a short period of time. It stayed at the same weight for about the last year, but I gained it in a quick time period, and I am closer to my 50s, but I'm not sure if my metabolism's slowing down.
Hormonally,
there's so much going on in your system, and there's two things I would recommend. One, I would definitely check out our classes because we see people get phenomenal results, and we have a couple of integrative doctors on staff that we can recommend. If you reach me, Julie, you can call me. Reach me at thekarenraw.com or come into my place. It's 312-255-1590, and we could definitely make some recommendations with some integrative doctors that could work with you also.
Yeah, I would. Julie, have they checked the hormones, like your hormone levels, your thyroid?
I am on thyroid medicine, and that kind of, for the thyroid stimulating hormone, it's like about 1.1. Mm-hmm. I'm at 1.50, so I'm pretty stable with that. Other than that, I feel very tired, so maybe I do need to eat healthier foods.
For sure.
And I wouldn't negate the whole thyroid thing, because just because so there's two types of numbers that doctors look at. There's the surface numbers, uh-huh. And there's a thyroid antibody test that's a deeper test that a couple of these integrative doctors that Karen can suggest will get into. And those numbers are really the important numbers, not the surface numbers. But it takes a different kind of doctor to probe that far. Traditional American doctors only go on certain levels most of the time.
And I want to continue to impress upon you, I don't think it's any one thing that's going to make the total difference. So check us out. Okay.
Yeah, I do have the roll around the belly kind of area, and like every other part of my body is not that heavy. It's just the one spot around my stomach. So,
well, Julie, I would definitely give Karen a call.
Hurt. Okay?
You go to one of the free seminars,
and you'll walk away. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll walk away with a lot of information that you can decipher to see what's going to work for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for everything.
Thanks for calling, Julie. Good luck. All right, let's quickly hit these topics here. The 10 negative effects the meat industry has, because we don't have a ton of time, I'm going to go through them, and I want you to say
yay, nay,
if there's anything small, expand upon, let's do that. Number 10, it's the leading cause of deforestation.
Yes.
Okay, so then that's true. I guess it's one of the biggest problems facing the world today.
And which is affecting our ozone layers and everything else.
So much. Okay.
Yeah.
I love the text coming in. People are eating hot dogs listening to the show. I love that.
I'm happy to hear
it.
If it's making them happy, I'm happy.
I love it. And we love you for texting in. Number 9, it uses 80% of U.S. antibiotics. This is the meat industry we're talking about.
Yes. This documentary that I'm involved in, they go through all of this very
which is called Food Choices by director Michael Sawirski. And you can go to foodchoicesmovie.com. That's choices with an S, foodchoicesmovie.com. All right, let's get back to list here. Number 7, it's a leading contributor to droughts, the meat industry.
I don't know a lot about that, but it sounds like it would be right.
It says here, full-grown pigs and cows consume massive amounts of water, as is producing the feed required to keep them alive. Just how much water is meat? Every pound of beef uses a staggering 2,500 gallons of water, which is roughly equal to taking a shower every day for 6 months, and most of the water goes into growing the food, yada, yada. Yes. So number six, it uses almost half of the land on Earth.
Yes, for grazing, yes.
That's a lot of consumption there. Okay, which is okay, because if it's, you know, what feeds people. Then
yeah, but how about the poop coming out of them? That's the
gases,
emissions.
The right, gases. The emissions. Number four, the meat industry increases worldwide obesity and cancer risk.
Oh, absolutely.
You're a huge advocate
absolutely.
Of this.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any particular reason? Like, have you seen evidence in your opinion?
Yes, because we don't break it down in our intestines. It can stay in our system and rot and putrefy. We had a wonderful biochemist and scientist speak at my place this week called Victoris Kolvinskas, and you can go to Learn It Live and hear his lecture because he gives all the scientific proof. It's phenomenal.
All right, let's keep going down the list here. Number three, it's a leading cause of ocean dead zones and water pollution.
Yes.
We've touched on that. We're talking about the meat industry. Number two, it's one of the leading causes of mass extinction, the meat industry.
Extinction of?
Of life. Empty ocean. Earth is losing species at an alarming rate.
Absolutely. So this is what people need to understand. It isn't just affecting you. It's affecting our environment,
the world,
your children and grandchildren and
the species
to come.
The people who own the barbecue joints are rolling over right now.
I don't think they're, you know, the people who need to hear this are never listening.
They're not listening right now, no.
No.
And number one worst reason that the meat industry is hurting our lives, according to this article, is massively contributes to global warming.
Absolutely.
And this is I'll end on this. Cow butts. Of all things discussed on the list, cow butts has the greatest long-term effect on the world's global climate. Politicians and popular scientists have pushed the idea that carbon emissions caused by the impact of global climate change have called for cleaner energy and renewable sources. Methane is a natural byproduct of livestock.
That's what we were talking about.
Which is cow farts and poop.
Yeah. That's what
that's killing
saying.
The world.
And
who
you know
knew?
What I don't understand, Frank?
Yes.
Why the people who are against global warming, I mean, who are really into it, talking about it, never bring up the meat industry?
Because they pay too much to government.
You never hear Al Gore talk about the meat industry.
Because they pay too much to government.
Okay.
It's the Texans and the old boy network with the cattle farms down there who
right,
run
the
country.
Remember the trouble Oprah got into when she tried to say you shouldn't eat meat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They took her to court. That's true. It's a huge industry.
It's a huge industry. All right, we're running out of time. Karen Calabrese, the website one more time?
Karen, K-A-R-Y-N, raw.com.
All right, thanks for coming in again, Karen. You're always a wealth of energy.
I'm going to come back with some new food.
Please do, and we're going to do a quick detox before my show starts shooting in the next month. So. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. All right, that does it for me, folks. We'll be here steady now every Sunday, 1 to 3. We had a little interruption for a couple weeks, but we're back. The boys from the beat are here. Gentlemen,
hello,
how
Frank.
Goes it? Did you miss me while I was gone?
More than you know.
I think I've been gone just as long as you've been gone.
Yeah?
Since you've been gone.
I'm always gone. But
Mr.
I'm
Payton,
here.
How are you?
Good to see you, man. How
good
you doing?
Good to see you, man.
You look wonderful. I want that sweater you have on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You look pretty stunning yourself.
That's so cool. Listen to the guys.
Yeah, Karen's still here.
I worked out this morning, I know, so that's one of the
You're
things.
Glistening. You're feeling good, right?
I feel great.
Yeah, get that blood going. What are you guys talking about today?
Blackhawks and the Blues, Frank. We'll get some love going on.
What do you think? Do you think they're done? Or
No, they're
no.
never done.
No,
they're
done.
Stanley Cup.
What about
I mean,
the Hawks are winning the cup.
Is that your prediction?
Absolutely.
Are you making a statement right now on the show?
I'm making a factual statement.
It's
true.
It's going to be a tough
It's already
one,
been
though.
Determined.
Let's put some green on that. Who's in on that one?
How much money do you have?
If anyone, you want to bet against me, against the Hawks?
If to make some money, then yes.
You're right.
You want to lose
this radio gig, don't pay too much. We need to make some money in here. All right, I'm out of here, folks. You guys do your show.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Frank.
We will do that.